This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palco. Will he or won't he? The raging question on the mind of much of the world. Well, the U.S. and Russian presidents have tentatively agreed to meet in a last-ditch diplomatic effort to stave off Moscow's invasion of Ukraine as heavy shelling continued Monday in a conflict in eastern Ukraine that is feared will spark the Russian offensive. French President Emmanuel Macron sought to broker a possible meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin in a series of phone calls that dragged into the night. Macron's office said both leaders had accepted the principle of such a summit to be followed by a broader summit meeting, also involving other relevant stakeholders, to discuss security and strategic stability in Europe. It added that the meetings can only be held on the condition that Russia does not invade Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said today that President Putin and Biden could meet if they consider it necessary, but emphasized that it's premature to talk about specific plans for a summit. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris acknowledged the real possibility of war as she wrapped up a weekend of outreach to European allies.
The interest of all, that there is a diplomatic end to this moment.
In Germany, for the annual Munich Security Conference, Harris pushed to bolster the West's resolve in confronting Moscow with crippling sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. The United States has warned the United Nations it has information that Russia has lists of Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps. That's in the event of an invasion, according to a letter sent to the UN rights chief and obtained by the Associated Foreign Press on Sunday. The letter, which came as Washington warned of an imminent invasion by Russian troops massed near the Ukrainian border. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban Monday strongly defended their government against fresh criticism by the United States that the male-only leadership in Kabul is dominated by one ethnicity and lacks inclusivity. This is valid, invalid, and we reject it, Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA when asked for his reaction to the critical remarks made by the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Tom West. Quote, in our government, all the requirements within the framework of our society and values have been taken into consideration. West said Saturday while speaking at an international security conference in Germany that his meetings with Taliban leaders on respecting women's rights to education and work have been productive, but he found them rigid on the question of a representative government. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Sunday that the emerging deal over Iran's nuclear program is expected to be weaker than a previous agreement and will create a more volatile Middle East.
Now, there's no doubt that America is and will remain our biggest and strongest friend. But ultimately, it's us. It's us who live in the region, and it's us here in Israel will bear the consequences of this agreement.
The original international agreement with Iran, left in tatters after the U.S., goaded by Israel, withdrew. World powers have been negotiated to revive the 2015 nuclear deal, which granted Iran sanctions relief in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Now, Israel vehemently opposed that accord. The prime minister at the time, Benjamin Netanyahu, actually coming to the United States to lobby against it. Prime Minister Bennett says Iran will be rewarded with sanctions relief for only a brief slowdown of their nuclear activities. Average daily COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are continuing to fall in the U.S., an indicator that the Omicron variant's hold is weakening across the country. Total confirmed cases reported on Saturday barely exceeded 100,000, a sharp downturn from around 800,850 on January 16th, according to the Johns Hopkins University data. In New York, the number of cases went down by more than 50% over the last 2 weeks. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison wished Queen Elizabeth II a full recovery after the British monarch tested positive for COVID-19. Buckingham Palace said the Queen was diagnosed Sunday with the virus and is experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, adding that she still plans to carry on working. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.